Okay, we're going to start on Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Beis, a very practical Gemara in Halacha. Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the fourth line, Omar Avuna, yeah. Omar Avuna. Omar Avuna. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses. If a person comes into shul late, umatzot tzibur shemispalelim, and finds that the tzibur is in the middle of davening, so he wants to join. They're middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Im yochol lahaschil viligmor. If he can begin Shemoneh Esrei and end ad shelo yagia shatz lemoidim, if he'll manage to finish before the Chazin reaches Moidim, he's Spala. Then go ahead. What's that? No, meaning if he's figuring, he's before Chazaros HaShatz. Let's say he knows that he came 3 minutes late. So if you estimate that you can finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazin, meaning in the Chazaros HaShatz, in his repetition, if you can finish your Shemoneh Esrei before he'll reach Moedim, you can go for it.
Let's say you make a calculation that you will finish in time. However, let's say he's getting close to, the Chazan's getting close to saying it, and you're dominating with four Kavanah. Do we look at the fact what you thought you were going to be able to do?
At that point, it's already too late. Meaning you make an estimate. We're not talking here about questions of Isurim Deoraisa. You make an estimate. If at the time you figure you can make it, you can go for it.
But what is that person that's never done before the Chazan gets them? I'm not the person, but I hate to do that.
We'll see.
Gets done.
So, meaning what happens if a person davens long and he never finishes on time for Moedim? We'll see. To hurry, we don't necessarily encourage rushing. But yeah. Now, v'im lav, if you can't make it, al yispal. Don't daven. Wait for afterwards. Meaning, if you're going to miss Moedim with the Chazin, wait for afterwards. Now, what's the issue here? Is this because saying Moedim with the Tzibur is so important? That's not the issue. The issue is that the Tzibur is going to bow when they get to Moedim. And for you to be the only one not bowing looks problematic.
Can you just bow without saying anything?
So we'll get to that. We'll see.
Right, so we'll see.
There is such an option. We'll see how and when it should be used. We'll see. Okay, but whatever it is, Rav Huna is giving you till Moedim. If you can finish till the Chazan's Moedim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, he's more machmir. Im yochol lahaschil v'ligmor ad shelo yagia shatz l'kedusha yispala. No, not till Moedim. You have to be able to finish before the shatz, before the chazin hits kedusha. V'im lav al yispala. If not, don't daven. Wait for kedusha and then daven afterwards.
There's a lot of confusion
too.
The first one has a little
ladder,
the second one has a little
bit. What's that? Oh, okay. Let's see. Good. So let's see. We'll see. This will all play out. In a way. First, let's see what the machloikis here is. Now, b'maiko miflagi, what's the machloikis here? Mar sava yochidoy me kedusha. You see, what's Rabbi Shua ben Levi arguing? He says, you can't miss kedusha.
Sorry, just a second.
Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you can't miss Kedusha, so therefore you have to make sure you'll finish by Kedusha. Rav Huna doesn't seem concerned about that. It's okay if you miss Kedusha. Why? So the Machlokes is as follows. Rav Huna holds an individual can say Kedusha by himself. You don't make it with the Tzibur, you'll say it by yourself.
What does that mean?
You'll say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh and everything by yourself. We're not used to this idea because we don't pask in this way. But he's saying it doesn't necessarily have to be with 10. It's not the same. It's not the same. We'll see. We'll discuss it. No, but he's saying the Kedusha as in Kedusha. We'll see. What's that? According to Rav Huna, no.
Does that mean?
We're not used to it, but who said it has to be that way? We're used to it. Who said? That's the question here. Do you have to have a chazan for that? Rav Huna is saying no. Individual can say it by himself. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says no, the individual cannot say kedusha. It has to be with a tzibur, with a chazan, as we're used to. So lemaisa, since yes, we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we therefore follow the opinion that yes, you can only start Shemana Esrei if you will be finished by kedusha. Now Rabbi Jonathan is asking, what's that? Let's just remember though, before we address what you said, let's just remember the way the Gemara presented it. The Gemara said, if a person comes in the middle and finds the tzibur davening, then he shouldn't start if he's not going to finish by Kedusha. You're asking, is Rabbi Naftali also, what happens if a person knows that he davens long, and when he's ready to start with the tzibur, he knows he's going to miss Kedusha? We'll see. We're going to put that on hold meanwhile. Now, v'chein amar, so really what we're saying is that what it boils down to is, do you say Kedusha by yourself? If you don't, then, yes, you have to make sure you will finish on time to say Kedusha with the tzibur. Now, Rabbi Jonathan asks, but the implication is that we also follow the opinion that you have to finish by Moedim. How did the two go together? We'll see. We actually rule both. You have to finish by Kedusha, and you have to finish by Moedim. We'll see. Now, well, you know what? I'll tell you a simple answer to this question. What happens if you wait for Kedusha? What happens if you wait for Kedusha? Now the Chazan finished, you waited, you didn't start. The Chazan finished Kedusha, now you want to start Shemana Esrei. Can you start now? The answer is no, you have to wait for Moedim. We'll see, there's more to this. But right now we're just noting the principle. And the principle is, that's really the moral of this story. Get there on time. But basically what we're saying here is, yes, don't begin Shemana Esrei. If you came in the middle, don't begin Shemana Esrei unless you can finish before Kedusha. Meanwhile, now, what's this based on? It's based on the idea that no, if you're davening by yourself without a tzibur, you will not be able to say Kedusha by yourself. V'chein omar av ad bar ava. Rav ad bar ava also said, minayin she'ein ha'yochid oimer Kedusha. How do we know that an individual cannot say Kedusha by himself? Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. I shall be sanctified amidst the b'nei Yisrael. Meaning it has to be among a tzibur of Bnei Yisrael. And from this we infer, kol davar shebikdusha, anything, any kedusha issue, lo yehei bepachos me'asara, cannot be recited with less than 10 people. Now, the Gemara just says, one minute, we just derived that from a pasuk. My mashna, where do you see that in the pasuk? The Torah says, I shall be sanctified amidst the Bnei Yisrael. Where'd you get 10 from? Maybe it has to be among 600,000. Maybe that's a minion. So the Tani Rav Noi Ach Ved Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Noi, the brother of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, said, Asya Toich Toich. Now we derive it from Gzera Shava, that it really means 10. It says here the word Toich, amidst. And it says elsewhere, Ksiv Hacha V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. It says here, I shall be sanctified amidst the B'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Halsam. And it says elsewhere, he badlu mitoicha edo azois. Dissociate yourself from the midst of this wicked edo, from the midst of this wicked congregation. Now, mala alon asara, just like there, it's talking about 10 people. What was the story there? The miraglim, Koch, the miraglim. The miraglim were how many? There were 12. When he says to separate from the bad Ada, who's that? That's 10, because two of them were innocent, right? Yeshua and Kali. So the villains in the case of the Meraglim were 10, and that's what Hashem is talking about here. And he uses the word Toich. So Mala Alon Asara, just like there, it means 10, Avkan Hatzara. Here also it means 10. But that we also derive that the word Eda refers to 10. That's right. In this case, that's not Gzera Shava, right? But for other purposes, we also derive the word Eda.
Doesn't that also, in fact, speak about separating from Korach and
Meravim?
And Meravim, it was all the incense burners.
What's that?
The ones that were bringing the Torah.
No, no. This pasuk is not talking about them. Also said it about them, but this pasuk is referring to the Meragim. Okay, so this is really the source. This pasuk, Gibadlu Mitocho Eido Azois, is really the source that a minyan is 10 people, even though it's here. It's in a negative context, but Lamaisa, that is the source. We've already explained the concept that 10 constitutes a complete unit of the Jewish people. Meaning there are some things that you do on the individual level, but there are some things that you need Klal Yisrael in order to achieve. 10 is already considered the minimum unit that represents Klal Yisrael as a whole. 10 is Klal Yisrael as a whole. Okay.
Why is this different than the other ones that you can say
yourself? Oh, we'll get to that. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, we'll even those are machlokes. We'll see. We'll get there. I shall be sanctified from the midst, from amidst the Jewish people, right? Toich, amidst the Jewish people, right?
Among, okay,
so among, I didn't know which word they use, but among the Jewish people. And in the other pasuk it says, right, but we're just focusing on the Gzera Shava, the common word. There it says, separate yourself from among this congregation. So we latch on to the common word, among. That means there is Shavah linking the two psukim together. Just like that pasuk is talking about 10 people, we say that here also when it says among the Jewish people, it means 10 people. That's there is Shavah. Okay. So now let's just note what we have here. Really, we've introduced 2 points. Each of them deserve a lot of discussion. That's what we'll have to do. So first of all, yes, we're saying that a person cannot start davening Shemoneh Esrei if he's not going to make it on time for Kedusha. So what does this mean? Does this mean that Kedusha is more important than davening with a minyan? Is that what it means? So, it's a machloikis among the poiskim. The Magen Avram, the Prima Gadim, seems to understand this way that no, that's not the pshat. Here, we have to note, like was noted here before, the Gemara talks specifically about a person who came when the tzibur was in middle already. A person who did not start with the tzibur does not have the optimal tefillah b'tzibur anyways. That's not the full-fledged tefillah b'tzibur. For such a person, we say, rather than start in the middle and have a half-baked tefillah b'tzibur, better to wait for iftar kedusha. That's how the...
And what about starting with the fasting and what the
people want to do? We'll get to that. But the Mishnah Berurah and many other places can say no. They understand this Gemara quite literally that yes, Kedusha is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's something to think about. You wouldn't think that naturally, but it gives a little bit of a new perspective on what Kedusha is. Kedusha is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yet, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, he's not clear on this, but the Mishnah Berurah suggests, and this is the point that was raised here before, that at the end of the day, a person who regularly davens long, and knows, and when he's starting with the tzibur, he's not going to finish by then. So it's an issue of never davening with the tzibur. Here we say no. If you're starting with the tzibur, and that's how long Shemoneh Esrei takes, start with the tzibur, even if you'll end up missing everything. What's that?
It has to indicate that the Torah people.
No, that's not the part. The puzzle here is.
No, it's Afkaf Aleph, but if you look at the ones previous, it shows that they were also at the Petach Ol Hamoed.
Okay, you know what, I want to look at this better later. I don't want to... I'll check this, please, another instance. Okay. Fine.
So you should down here super more important.
What's that? But only in this case where you're starting with them. But in the case where you are coming in the middle, and you're coming late anyways, then the Gemara's rule holds that better to wait, say Kedusha, even if it means davening by yourself afterwards. Now,
what's the shit that's coming in?
What's that?
Let's say they're going a little bit faster than usual. They're going to start with one S-ray 5 seconds after everybody else.
You're talking about a person who's davening Shacharis. A person who's davening Shacharis and he is taking his time with the brachas. So that also, they bring from the poskim that in such a case also, that the person is with the tzibur, his whole tefillah is with the tzibur, and he's starting a little later. Here also we would say, start whenever you start. When we're talking, this is mainly relevant for Mincha Ma'ariv, or in a case, I don't know if you came late for Shacharis, I don't know, but mainly Mincha Ma'ariv, which is common enough. The person comes rushing in, right, and they already started Shemoneh Esrei. Should you start? What's that? Well, we'll see. We'll see. This will be relevant for Ma'ariv too. We'll see.
Going back to the Mincha case, what if the person's coming late along with 10 other people?
Yeah.
And they're all starting the Shemoneh Esrei. So, I mean, really, the tzibur is 5 minutes in. But now you see, 10 of the people are starting Mamash now. So we just say, ah, so now your talk is starting with 8 tzibur, even though it's not the, you know, the same. I mean, whatever it is, it wasn't. Or do you say, no? You have a
question
based on the
condition. That's an interesting question. I don't know if that's called a tzibur, or is that called 10 yechidim davening together? I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's the labor of the prayer. Because you have the importance of saying the condition. You have the importance of davening tzibur. Why in one case should be one way and the other case another?
That's a tough question. I don't know the answer to that question. According to the approach of the Magen Avraham, it's well understood. Magen Avraham says, no, Tefillah B'Tzibur is really more important. But when you come late, you're not really davening Tefillah B'Tzibur anyways. So you might as well say Kedusha. According, in his opinion, the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur is only when you're starting together with the Tzibur. When you're doing it kind of half-half, it's kind of half private. Right? But according to Mishnah Berurah's understanding, which is held by most poskim, I don't know, there is a certain inconsistency here, and the way I understand it, and this is why I presented it that way, the way I understand it, but this is a guess, is that what the Mishnah Berurah means is that if you're talking about a one-time deal, it's better to make the Kedusha. But if it's an issue of, if you're talking about a one-time deal, you came late, better to make the Kedusha, because Kedusha is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. But this does not mean that you should never daven B'Tzibur. If you're a person who davens along Shemoneh Esrei, and this halacha will mean that you're never going to daven B'Tzibur, then not. Meaning a one-time deal will say the Kedusha outweighs the Tefillah B'Tzibur. But Tefillah B'Tzibur on a regular basis, but probably not. That's my guess. Otherwise, I probably don't understand it. There's a certain inconsistency here. I don't know. Okay. What? Right. Yeah, it's also only
so
essentially.
Right,
I don't know how to weigh that in. I don't know. Okay. So, if we leave it at that, that's simple enough.
So maybe the defense. Don't we say if you stand and say nothing and just listen, then say you're saying it?
Okay. These are also points that we'll address now. Now I want to see this thesis. It's really going to develop the point to bring out a lot more of the halachic points that are relevant here. Meanwhile, again, what we're seeing here is Kedusha and Moedim. Don't daven at the expense of Kedusha and Moedim with the tzibur. Kedusha is because of the importance of Kedusha. Moedim is not even that. Moedim is just because it's problematic for everybody else to bow and you not to. Now let's see where Tosis goes with this. Tosis takes this and really develops it much further, which is actually how it all comes out in halacha. So this Tosis, we'll go through it together. We'll go through it slowly. If you can't follow along, you'll be fine. Ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur l'moide. You can only start davening if you can finish before the shliach tzibur reaches moide. V'taima. What's the reason for this? Because you have to bow with the tzibur, because you don't want to look as though you are flouting the one who the tzibur is bowing to. So it's an issue of problematic appearances. This is not because of the importance of Moedim per se. Now, V'hu'a din nami. And therefore, Tosfos adds, therefore it's just as good im yagia l'moedim kishishriach tzibur yagia l'moedim. He says, so this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to wait for afterwards to daven. If you can start davening, but you'll reach Moedim along with the Chazan, the Shapir Daven. That's also okay. Kivan shil mishtachaveim chaveirav. Because you will be bound with everybody else. So this is the point that you raised before. You should not daven and miss Moedim. But if you can start together with the Chazan, and reach Moedim together with the Chazan, and therefore bow and everybody else bows, that's okay. So here we've already seen a point that yes, this is noted by the Paiskin, it's another Eitzah. You came late, you're not going to be able to finish that verse. Instead of skipping it, instead of waiting till later, instead of missing the Tefillah B'Tzibur, start together with the Chazan, such that you'll reach Kedusha together with him, and you'll reach Moedim together with him, and that the Paiskin say, actually, to daven along with the Chazan is considered a full-fledged Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's like you're davening with a minion. Because the whole basis of Chazar HaSashatz is that there are 10 people listening, which turns it into a Tefillah B'Tzibur. What's that? So that's the halacha. Yeah, meaning yes, if you came late, yeah, if you came late to Minchin, you're not going to finish by Kedusha, wait for the Chazan to start and say it along with the Chazan. Make sure you reach Kedusha and Moedim with the Chazan.
And then you start, but you're still not davening with the Tzibur.
If you daven with the Chazan, that's called davening with the Tzibur.
What does that mean? You take 3 steps back after Moedim?
What's that?
Oh, you're talking about if you start with it. Yeah, but then
you start when the tzibur, when the chazan starts his repetition.
Is that really considered davening?
Yes.
At that point?
Yes. Yes. The place can say that davening with the chazan is considered full fledged tefillah with a minyan.
Even though to go that fast, you have to go very quickly.
Okay. So you're raising a problematic point. Just a minute. What are you going to say?
Also, can you answer Kedusha also during your silent amida?
Oh, okay. So what happens in this case? So here we've seen Tosfos brings up a new possibility. You don't have to wait for after the Chazan finishes. Daven with the Chazan. And then you'll say Kedusha along with the Chazan, and you'll bow by Moedim along with the Chazan. So,
can you say Kedusha with the Chazan and then speed up, finish before Moedim? Say Moedim with the...
Okay. So... Yes, first of all, yes, when you're davening with the Chazan, when you get to Kedusha with the Chazan, you can say Kedusha along with the Chazan. You say Kedusha just like everybody else, in the middle of Yosh Shemoneh Esrei. The Paiskim stress that. You can say Kedusha in the middle of Yosh Shemoneh Esrei if that's where you're up to, if you're up to there along with the Chazan.
As a Chazan or as a...
As an individual.
As a Tzibur.
What's that?
You say it with the Chazan or you say it with the Tzibur?
That doesn't really matter. But you say it along with everybody. And then you actually continue afterwards with the Chazan. The Dor Vodor Nagid God Lecha, you say, right? Nusach Ashkenaz. The Chazan says something else. When you're davening along with the Chazan, you say it as he says it. The Dor Vodor Nagid God Lecha. And you finish Okel HaKadosh with him. This is important, as we'll see soon. But whatever it is, yes. So you have this Eitzah. And then you say Kedusha along with the Chazan. Now, some place...
Question. Because even the Chazan is a question we should say with the
But that's a different issue because the Chazan has to be heard by the Tzibur. It's a different issue. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really make a difference for a private person. It doesn't really make a difference. Possible, but it doesn't really. Anyways, the Chazan should be saying the main parts with the Tzibur. Anyways, at the Kodesh Kodesh, he should be saying kind of with the Tzibur loud. What's that? But what does he end up saying? He says that he should say it kind of along with the Tzibur. Start while they're finishing off. Okay, I don't want to get into the particulars of that bi'alocha, but the bottom line is that the Chazan should be saying the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh kind of with the Tzibur. Meaning, as they're dying down, he should say it loud when he can be heard, but what yet still be saying it with them. Okay.
Suppose this guy from India, he needs a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So he's going to say usually with the Chazan, and then he's going to go on.
Okay. So basically, the Olam here is asking the same question from two opposite angles. You asked, can you say Kedusha with the Chazan and then speed up and finish Moedim beforehand? You asked, can I just, once I made my Kedusha with the Chazan, can I just go at my own pace? So when I say the place you say that
practically it's hard to have kavana when you are following along with the chazan, trying to say every word with him. He might be going too fast for you, too slow for you. So the person can say there's enough basis to say with the chazan until the end of Akel HaKadosh, and then you can part ways with the chazan. Let him go in his direction, you go in your direction. Yeah, Maidin will deal with it. That's coming
up.
Ah, so what's with Maidin? So now let's see. What's that? Something like that, right? So therefore the Gemara says, so yes, you had this eighth of davening with the chazan, aval ein gemara psikale ki agavim. But the Gemara didn't mention it because, you know, not everybody can, whatever. But it's certainly another option.
Where are we then?
What's that? We're in Tosfos. I'm continuing in Tosfos. In the first narrow line in Tosfos. Aval ein nira de mishum moedin de rabbona no ketochi. He says, however, the point here is not because of the importance of moedim derabbanan that you have to say shem mitzvah lanos, that it's such a big mitzvah to say it that you shouldn't stop davening, you should daven afterwards in order to say it. We don't find in the Gemara that it's so important. So the point, when we say you have to finish before moedim, it's not because it's so important to say moedim, rather it's because, like we said before, we don't want to have a situation where everybody else is bowing and you're not. Now we get up to another point that the Olam raised here. For Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragil, what Rabbeinu Tam would do is, let's say you were stuck in the middle of Shemin Esrei, and the Chazan is reaching Moedim. Kishahaya Mispalo B'Yachim, Shachazan Magyala Moedim, when he was in a situation that he was davening by himself, and the Chazan hit Moedim, and he wasn't in Moedim, Hayakarea Imakal B'Loy Amir Klal. He would bow his head wherever he was up to in Shemin Esrei. He would bow his head without saying anything. And that way, you don't have that problematic appearance. So, if so, we are introducing another point to Halacha. Rabbeinu Tam. So, if so, we're introducing another point to Halacha. This the Poskim actually put down as the Halacha. That yes, in a case like this that we just discussed before, you started with the Chazan. You ended up different paces. Lamaisa, he reached Moedim and you're not at Moedim. What you do in such a case is bow your head without saying anything together with the tzibur, and that's all. That's also what you do if you're davening just the long Shemin Esrei from the beginning and you're still in the middle. When the chazan reaches there, bow your head. Now, if so, why did the Gemara give this eitzah? Right? Why does the Gemara say, don't start unless you can finish before Moedim? Because l'chatchila, you're not supposed to do this. Because and Mishnah Berurah says, however you slice it, it's not so great. Either you'll be engrossed in your Shemin Esrei and you won't notice that the Chazan is up to Moedim, or you'll be busy in Shemin Esrei trying to keep track of where the Chazan is up to, which doesn't make for an ideal davening either. So therefore, this is not the ideal eitzah. It's not ideal to do it in this way, that you just daven here in Shemin Esrei and bow and the Chazan gets to Moedim. But in those different situations where you do find yourself in the middle of Shemin Esrei, the Chazan gets to Moedim, you bow your head with it. So now Tosfos says, but we qualify this. This is another couple of points you have to keep in mind. V'davka be'emtza bracha. This is what you just said. But this license to be at your own place in Shemin Esrei and bow with the chazan is only if you are in the middle of a bracha. Aval besayt bracha loy. Not if you're at the end of a bracha. So this already is where it gets tricky. You have to time it right. That you won't be finishing a bracha in the chazan it's moedim, because to bow as you finish a bracha is forbidden. Why? Da asu lekaman, da asu lishchais v'seifkal bracha. We're going to learn later in the Gemara that it is asur to bow at the end of every bracha. There are two brachas where the chachamim said to bow at their beginning and end, the first bracha in moedim. Outside of that, you're not allowed to bow at the beginning or end of any bracha. So therefore, when the chazan it's moedim, make sure you're not at the beginning or end of a bracha. Be in the middle of a bracha, and then you can bow with the rest of the tzibur.
The same issue applies to baruch. Once you get to the baruch, you have to do it before the
chasima. Slow down and wait for the chazan to finish. Do your bow and then move on. Miu, however, lechatchila in lasus came. Don't lechatchila do it this way to daven your own Shemin Esrei and count on bowing when the chazan gets there. Lechatchila, you should either make sure you're saying moedim with the chazan or that you are going to daven afterwards. As the Gemara implies here, the Gemara did not give this eitzah. Okay, so that's as far as Moedim goes. I think we basically covered Moedim. Again, l'chatchila, you should make sure that you are either going to hear Moedim before you start Shemin Esrei, after you start Shemin Esrei, you'll be not in middle of Shemoneh Esrei when the Chazan is Moedim, or you'll be hitting Moedim with the Chazan. That's Lechat Chila. Bidi, if you're in middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan is hitting Moedim, you bow, provided you're in middle of a bracha, not at the beginning or end. Now we get on to the next question. What happens if you're in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, like the case we discussed before? You started and you daven long Shemoneh Esrei, and now the Chazan is up to Kedusha while you're still in the middle. So what happens now? So the Kotzav Rashi, the Sukkah Perek Lulav Hagozim. Rashi writes in Sukkah, Perek Lulav Hagozim. This case also, very practical. Adam Hapnispal. If a person is davening, Vishama Mipia Chazin Kaddish Kedusha, and he hears the Chazin say Kaddish Kedusha, in the middle of Shema Esrei, what does he do? Ene Yochel Lahafsik Velano Yisimatzibu. You cannot answer in the middle of Shema Esrei. Elo Yishtuk. Rather, keep quiet. Pause in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. V'yamtin ma'at. And wait while the Chazan says it. V'shemeh ka'ayne. And then it's as though you're answering, because when you hear the Chazan say it, you're yotzei with him. So it's as though you answer. So yes, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you hear Kaddish or Kedusha, pause, listen to the Kaddish or Kedusha, and it's as though you said it. Now, yeah, still in Tosis. I'll give notice when I go back to Gavar. V'yeshloima de'lechatchile in Lasis. Yet Tosis says, this is still not ideal. Lechatchile, you should not do this. Don't start Shemoneh Esrei figuring out pause by Kedusha. Da'anich shiva tfei hidur mitzvah. Because, yes, you can be yotze by hearing it from the Chazan, but articulating it is a bigger hidur mitzvah. So therefore, once again, if you're late, better to wait until after you say Kaddish and Kedusha and then start Shemoneh Esrei. But in those situations where you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan hits Kaddish or Kedusha, pause, listen to him, and it's as though you said it. Now, the Gemara, now Tosis comes up with an interesting argument. Well, Kiddush is a different story, because Kiddush, we have the rule of, essentially have the rule of Rav Hanan Hadras Melech. But no, they're essentially that's the din. It's better to be yotze with somebody else. But the only reason we don't lamaisa is because people can't be mechaven as well, etc. But that's a different story. We can't necessarily mix and match. But by tefillah it's not like that. This is something everybody's supposed to be answering. Now, now listen, there's an interesting argument against what we just said, against what Rashi said. Rabbi Natan and Ri say, 1 minute, Adarab, the opposite is true. What's Rashi saying? You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so you can't answer Kaddish, right? So therefore pause, listen, and it's as though you said it. So listen what his two grandsons come and say. They say, 1 minute, if it's as though you said it, then you go back to the same problem. You spoke in the middle of Shema Esrei. Halachically, listening to the Chazan is though you're saying it.
Didn't we have that before this a couple weeks ago?
Perhaps, I don't remember. But this is a classic, famous Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbi Natan and Ria are arguing, if you can't talk in the middle of Shema Esrei, you can't be able to with someone else saying anything either, because it's as though you're saying it. So no, on the contrary, don't listen to that Kaddish Kedusha. It'll be like you're talking in the middle of Shema Esrei. But Rashi says it's fine. Rashi apparently understands that no, there are different levels.
Oh, we had it by the Oni. The Oni of that he wasn't allowed to say
that's right, he can't be Yotze either.
And
that's
then
right.
He said, look, he should just listen. She made the Oni, and then, oh, then he still has the same
problem. Right.
So that was the whole back
right.
of the bar.
Similar idea, that's right. So now. So Rashi apparently holds that you're yotze with hearing, but it's still not the same as talking via hepsik. It's not called a hepsik if you hear something and you're yotze. And therefore Rashi does recommend it. Now, umikal mokayim, so again, the Tosfos come, the Bali Tosfos come, Ri and Rabbi Natan, Rashi's two grandsons. There's a lot of family arguments there. But Ri and Rabbi Natan come and say, no, don't do this. But umikal mokayim, however, noagua am lishtoik b'lishmaya, the minig, the
custom, it has become for people to pause and listen and be yotzeh ve'gadol haminik, and therefore the force of minik prevails. So yes, we see we and Rabbeinu Tam are bowing out. They say, we believe that this would constitute a hefsek, but since that is the prevalent custom, we bow out, follow Rashi. And that is indeed the halacha. If you're Milo Shemana Esra, you're Kaddish or Kedusha, pause, listen, when it's finished, you move on. Fine. So we've covered Maidin, we've covered Kaddish and Kedusha. We've covered Kedusha. And that's all the Gemara discussed. But there are a few other things that the Gemara did not discuss that we're going to bring up now. So Tosfos goes on. Again, every little piece here is more halacha l'maisa. Yerushalmi perek tefilas hashachar. In Yerushalmi, later in the fourth perek, ka'omar, it says as follows: Lo yispalu, if a person didn't daven, uba comes to shul, umitzan mispalu limusaf. He finds that they're in the middle of musaf. He had the wrong schedule. Im haya yedea she mispalu v'goyner. If he knows that he can finish davening, ad shelo yatzchil shatz kedelan is amen, mispalel, in lav lo yispalel. Yerushalmi says something very different than our Gemara. Our Gemara said you have to make sure that you'll finish before Moedin, before Kedusha. Yerushalmi says you have to make sure you finish before amen.
Which amen?
Oh, so the Gemara says be'eza amen amru. Which amen are we talking about? Pligi be'tre amiroi. So it's a machlokes amiroin in Yerushalmi. Chad omar ba'amen shel hakel hakadosh. One says hakel hakadosh. You have to make sure you'll be able to answer the amen of hakel hakadosh as well. Chad omar ba'amen shel shemei tefila. The other says shemei tefila. So listen to this. We were already surprised to hear that kedusha is more important than tefila b'tzibur. But listen where we're going now. Amen of these two brachas, Hakel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTfilah, is also more important than Tfilah B'Tzibur. If you will miss these amens by davening, by starting to daven, don't. Wait, answer these amens and then daven afterwards. This is astounding. But this is how it is. V'loy pligi. And now the Gemara says, but there's actually no machlokes between these two. Kam b'chol, kam b'Shabbos. It depends whether it's in weekday or Shabbos. On a weekday, you have Shemei HaTfilah. You have to make sure you'll finish before Shemei HaTfilah. On Shabbos, when there's no Shemei HaTfilah, you have to make sure you'll finish before Hakel HaKadosh. Hoda minon ba'omen shel Shemei HaTfilah, when we say that you must make sure you'll be finished with Shemei HaTfilah, haynu b'chol. That means during the week. Lekach, so Tosfos says, alright, so you come away from this Yerushalmi also with some halacha l'maaseh. Yesh li zer lanis amen ba'akel HaKadosh, v'gam lanis amen b'shemei HaTfilah. We see here also that you have to answer, you have to make sure you'll be able to answer amen of HaKel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTfilah as well. And that also is cited as the halacha by the Ramah. The Ramah says that yes, included in this halacha is, don't start Shemei Esrei unless you'll be able to finish before HaKel HaKadosh / Shemei HaTfilah.
If on Shabbos you have to finish before Hakel HaKadosh, then why not on Tolos? Is the one on Shabbos more Kodosh than the one on Poly? No, it's exactly the same bracha.
Good question, which is along the lines of the questions you asked earlier. It's a good question. And the Pais can explain, Pnei Yeshua says this already, but the Mice of the Pais can say that no, both are true. You have to finish before both. If so, what do we need to say Shemei HaTfilah if you have to be finished before Hakel HaKadosh? And the answer is the same as before. You waited for Hakel HaKadosh and now you want to start. You have to be sure that you'll be finished by Shemei HaTfilah. Or, alternatively, you want to daven together with the Chazan. Here also you have to make sure that you're going to time your davening to say the Hakel HaKadosh with him and the Shemei HaTfilah with him and also the Moedim.
Well, you
pass
that
through Shami
or
the
Bavli?
What's that?
You pass that through Shami or the Bavli?
Oh. So, well, let me answer your question with a question. Is there Machlokes?
Of all four, we have Kedusha, we have Kel HaKadosh, Shemei HaTfilah, and Modu.
Yeah.
So that if we hold that way, so if you're there for Shemei HaTfilah, give the Chesed, can I say from Shemei HaTfilah to Modu in time?
Between each gap, a person's going to nafkamina. There'll never be enough time. A person's never going to be able to say shemoneh.
They're asking, what will the nafkaminas be? If we're telling you shemoneh tefillah, and the question is, can you squeeze shemoneh esrei in between shemoneh tefillah and moedim? So we should hope that you can't, right? Although some people can. but the truth is that the place can say that really the implications of these questions are on such days or situations where the chazan is extending the tefillah through piyutim and the like, where it could be relevant, and therefore it is important to know each of these things, because it could be relevant that the chazan would be going on for a longer time.
Yotras,
piyutim, whatever it would be.
Yeah.
Why
do you need to finish with the chazan calculation
for Shema? You're not going to say Amen anyway. What's that? I'm sorry?
You're not going to say Amen anyway, so why do you need to finish with
it? Oh, okay. What's the point? What's the idea of finishing with the chazan? So it's kind of similar to saying Amen. Maybe the person presented in a strange way. They say, well, if you finish with the chazan, then you're anyways exempt of saying Amen, and therefore you've solved the problem.
No, like you said it. Amen is just agreeing with what was just said.
That seems to be the point. The point seems to be that you want to be a part of that Shemaiah Tefillah. You want to be a part of that Shemaiah Tefillah. Don't have a situation where you're going to be missing the Shemaiah Tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch does not rule it, and Beis Yosef says, he kind of says it's questionable. Perhaps the fact that Bavli didn't mention these two amens means that it doesn't hold of it. But Lamaisa, the Ramah does. And the Ramah says, yes, there's no machlokes here. Yerushalmi mentioned points that Bavli didn't, and Bavli mentioned points that Yerushalmi didn't. And Lamaisa, it's all halacha. You have to make sure that you will be with the tzibur for Kedusha, Kela Kodesh, Shemaiah Tefillah, and Moedim. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. Now we're going to move back to the Gemara. Ki asa rab din, right back in the Gemara, about halfway down to the narrow lines. Sorry, a little bit further up, a couple lines before that. V'dekule al mamias, whatever the case is. We see, according to all opinions, that nifsak loy pasuk. Right? We had a machlokes. They have to make sure it'll be finished before kedusha, before shemaiah tefillah, and kedusha. The machlokes revolved around whether you'll be saying kedusha on your own or not. But we do see that everybody agrees that you do not say kedusha in the middle of shemaiah esrei. Otherwise, there would be no discussion. If you could say kedusha in the middle of shemaiah esrei, meaning you'll start shemaiah esrei when the tzibur gets up to kedusha, say it. No, we see that that's not an option. Right? We see that nobody considered that, right? So we see that no, if you're in the middle of Shemaiah Esrei and the Tzibur hits Kedusha, you cannot stop your Shemaiah Esrei. That we infer from this discussion. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailu, alright, you can't stop the Kedusha. But Ma'ala Hapsik Liyehe Shemaiah Gadol Mevayroch. If you're in the middle of Shemaiah Esrei and you hear Kaddish, can you interrupt and say Yehe Shemaiah Rabbah? So this is an important inference. You see, the Gemara here is saying, Eishmei Rabbi is more important. Kedusha, don't say Mila Shema Esrei. But maybe Eishmei Rabbi, yes. It's more important. So, Ki Asa Rabdimi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, Tamidin Rabbi Yechanan, Ami. He said, yes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Tamidin Rabbi Yechanan said, L'koil ein matzikin, when you're Mila Shema Esrei, you do not interrupt for anything, Chutz min Yehei Shmoi HaGadol Mevayruch, except Eishmei Rabbi. Yeshmei Rabba, you stop anything for Yeshmei Rabba. Shafilu Isaac b'Masa Merkava Poisik. Even a person who's engaged in Masa Merkava, Masa Merkava, the most esoteric studies, when a person is mamish in the upper spheres, detached from this world. Yeshmei Rabba happens, you drop whatever you're doing and you answer, even in the Shemaiah Esrei. However, but this is not the Allah. You don't stop Shemaiah Esrei for anything, not even Yeshmei Rabba. But what we do see here, the place can infer clearly from here, is that you see that Yomini Yeshmei Rabbah is more important than Kedusha. Because Kedusha was clear that you don't stop for. The Gemara wondered about Yeshmei Rabbah and even had an opinion that you do stop for Yeshmei Rabbah. Right? So if so, if we're just putting together our priority list based on what we're seeing here in the Gemara, we see that Yeshmei Rabbah is the most important thing there is. After that you have Kedusha. Tefillah the Tzibur is after all that. Right? Then you got the amens of Shemaiah Tefillah, Kel HaKodesh. After all that, you have Tefillah the Tzibur. But that's our priority list. Yeshmei Rabba, Kedusha, Amen Abakel HaKadosh and Shema Tfila, which the place can also equate with Baruch Hu. Okay? And then after that, Tfila B'tzibur.
Are all Yeshmei Rabbas created equal? Meaning every Kaddish, Mourner's Kaddish, Chazan's Kaddish,
okay.
Or Leno after Leno.
So the Poskim say that it could be that the Kaddishes after Aleinu are not. Meaning, there are seven basic Kaddishes that every person must hear every day. Those are, well, you can count them yourself, but it's the seven inevitable Kaddishes. There's the one before Baruch Hu, after Shemin Esrei, after Uva Letzion, which don't depend on availing. Then you have the one before and after Mincha, and then you have before and after Ma'ariv. Right? Those are seven basic minimum Kaddishes, which this certainly applies for. The ones after Aleinu, it's questionable. It could be that they're not quite on the same level. Not so. The place can raise the possibility. Yeah, because apparently these are Ma'amish, what we'll call close to being a Chiyuv to hear every day. Sheva Bayom Yo'al Ticha, we base on a Pasuk. What's that?
The ones before Pesuk
Dezimra would be in the same category as the ones after Aleinu. These are the if you'll call it, the optional Kaddishes, which are not an inevitable Kaddish.
Doesn't the
Mishnah Berurah say that you should say the one after Aleinu and the Shabbos especially? Yes, you certainly have to say them. But in terms of the Chiyuv, you wouldn't. Right? The truth is that, yeah, essentially, I don't understand because Lemaisa, it seems that the meaning is that the Kedusha after Aleinu, the Kaddish after Aleinu will only be said if there's actually a person who can, a Yasin. But it actually seems essentially that if there isn't a Yasin who can say it, anybody should say it. I'm always uncomfortable when we're at the meaning, when there's a meaning, when Baruch Hashem there's nobody in that position, and just nobody says Kaddish after Aleinu, it doesn't seem right, based on Pashut Halacha. Yet I never actually had the guts to stand up there and be the one to say it. I don't know.
I think
Rav Moses is being Mayat in the Kadesh. Being Mayat in means unnecessary Kadesh, but Ibalein is clearly warranted Kaddish. I don't know.
On the other hand, Rav Moses insists that
it's one Kaddish at the end. Oh, yeah.